Good morning. This is the conference committee for Senate House File 2220.
It's actually
Senate File
1586.
Senate File 1586, I'm sorry. The issue today is that we have a little bit of a difference between the House and Senate versions of the bill. There was an amendment, I believe, that was established in the House floor debate that we now must consider. This bill, as a background, has taken nearly 10 years, the vulnerable adult portion of the bill has taken nearly 10 years to react to criminal neglect and deprivation of vulnerable adults. And this year in particular, this bill was carefully crafted and balanced by all of the players in the field of vulnerable adults, the care, the law enforcement community, prosecutors. And so the amendment, which at least from a Senate perspective would have been considered non-germane in the Senate chamber, is now an issue that we'll have to consider now. But I want to welcome everyone, and for the record, we do have quorum so that we can go forward and make a decision on this today if we choose. Could we have someone describe the differing amendment that was from the House? Would counsel like to review that?
Mr. Chair and members, in the House, we amended on Section 2. It was House File 2220 from Representative Poppe. It deals with unreasonable restraint of children. And this bill, this amendment on this bill, would amend the crime of unreasonable restraint of a child by reducing the resulting level of harm required for a felony offense. The felony offense occurs when confinement or restraint results in substantial bodily harm. The offense would be a 5-year felony, and the House position replaced substantial bodily harm with demonstrable bodily harm.
Ms. Perius, could you tell me what the existing statute is on child restraint and what the criminal sanction is for that?
Sure. Mr. Chair, members, currently it is a gross misdemeanor for a parent, guardian, or caretaker to use unreasonable restraint against a child. And for substantial bodily harm, it's a 5-year felony.
Thank you. It's a 5-year penalty under gross? Oh, a 5-year penalty. That's the proposal.
Excuse me. That's current law. Current law is a gross misdemeanor. And then if it reaches substantial bodily harm, it's a 5-year felony. The proposal would be to reduce substantial bodily harm to demonstrable bodily harm.
We've arrived at a compromise.
Yeah. The question is that as the House language was lowering the threshold, it was increasing the sanction from a gross misdemeanor to a felony. And then a 5-year penalty is a rather serious jump as well from a gross misdemeanor. We all understand the serious nature of abusing a child in this manner. The question is how does it fit into the proportionality of our existing criminal sanctions? That is a question that I don't believe was considered in the discussion in the House. We didn't even have a hearing on the bill in the Senate. So the question of proportionality certainly is an element that needs to be discussed. The question of lowering a threshold and increasing a criminal sanction at the very same time is also one that we should consider. Making a crime a felony is a very serious issue that requires careful deliberation. And we have a proposal to consider to the House. It's the A11 amendment. And I don't know if everyone has an A11 amendment in their packets. If you don't have one, let us know. And I'm going to have Senate Counsel Mr. Backus explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. The A11 amendment basically takes the crime, the unreasonable restraint crime, which is now a two-tier crime, as Ms. Puria said, a gross misdemeanor and a five-year felony, and basically turns it into a three-tier crime. And it would put in between the current gross misdemeanor and the current five-year felony for substantial bodily harm, it would insert a two-year felony, which would apply to unreasonable confinement or restraint that results in demonstrable bodily harm. So instead of having the House position where demonstrable bodily harm would be a five-year felony, under the Senate proposal, it would be a two-year felony. And, Mr. Chair, the amendment also makes another kind of a more of a technical change. There were two differences between the House and Senate positions on the actual vulnerable adult language that were more or less technical things. So it basically, you know, it kind of picks one and, you know, so it kind of settles that issue as well.
Any discussion on the amendment? One of the factors that I know is demonstrable bodily harm is a lower threshold than substantial bodily harm. And the courts have interpreted demonstrable bodily harm to be evidence of perhaps a scrape or a bruise. It doesn't take much to trigger a criminal sanction. And then with such a low threshold to have such a serious consequence, it's something that we want to be careful so that we do not become too broad in our writing of the bill. I don't know if anyone else has any other discussion on this.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that your offer really does take us a long way to reaching the goal that Representative Poppe has. And just to give the members some comfort, you know, under current law, it really talks about the unreasonable physical confinement or restraint by means including tying, locking, caging, or chaining for a long period of time. Members, the prosecutors and law enforcement really do take this crime very seriously, and I think that they really do look at those two pieces, and I don't think you'll just see folks charging with felony for cuts and scrapes. But thank you for the offer of the two-year felony. And I would encourage people to support it.
Is there any further discussion on the amendment?
No, quite all, Mr. Chair, I'd also encourage support for the amendment.
Is there other further discussion regarding the amendment? Senator Gottwald, would you move the A11 amendment?
Senator, don't demote me.
I'm sorry.
No, Mr. Chair. I'll move the A11 amendment.
Representative Gottwald moves the A11 amendment without further discussion. Oh, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak for or against the amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion or the amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair, I might point out as well, Representative Pepin, who's also a member of the conference committee, is unable to get here this morning due to a previous commitment, but she did indicate to me last night she is supportive of the amendment and the final passage of what I think will be our conference committee report here in a moment. So
right.
Just wanted that on the record.
All right. Representative Gottwald moves Senate File 1586
as amended.
And be recommended to pass and move to their respective chambers. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. There's no further business before this committee.
Maybe one little piece of business. I know you made some comments at the beginning, Mr. Chair, and I would just like to thank everybody who participated in this, including our conferees, Representative Hillstrom, Representative Poppe, for bringing forward your bill. And the many people here in the room who have been walking this path for a very, very long time. I'm only the latest author on the House side and don't claim any of the credit other than being the last person to carry the ball across the goal line. But I want to thank all the people who worked extremely hard on the Vulnerable Adults Bill. That was the tough process, but a good process, and a bill that I think does a good job of tightening penalties for people who abuse vulnerable adults and protects care providers from unintended consequences. So I just want to pay credit to the people who've worked so hard on this.
Thank you, Representative Gottwald. Anyone else? We stand adjourned. Thank you so much.
Nice job.
Please help me. Sure. Oh.
Oh, yeah, we got to sign it.
The conference report.
It's about